Welcome to the Noir Poise podcast, where wisdom is power is more than just a motto.
It's our way of life. While we don't claim to have all the answers, we're dedicated to delving deeper into different topics through meaningful conversations. As a duo, we bring different viewpoints to the table, enriching our joint journey towards growth and poise.
Join us as we explore and unlearn to relearn while striving to navigate life with poise. Last week, we started the conversation on creating safe spaces for women. And once again, we got carried away a little bit, so we had to cut the episode in half. So welcome back to part two of Women Need Safe Spaces Too. And we're just going to rewind just a little bit, just a quick reminder on where we left off last week. So it clearly shows that while we have more outlets than men do, there's still a lack of outlet for us if we don't feel safe in expressing our emotions. So the same way society needs to allow men to be human, I think that's something that also needs to be considered for the woman that is supporting that man.
Wow, I really appreciate you sharing that. So many things went through my mind as you were speaking and doing the breakdown. First, how we said this literally earlier today, how it's hard to realize how programmed you are. Mm-hmm. How we tend to think of being programmed as, you know, following the masses or something to that extent. But look at how a simple programming that appeared positive came from such negative roots. Mm-hmm. And one key difference between men and women is men can provide and protect, but they won't necessarily neglect themselves. They'll always find time to do whatever it is that they want to do, whether that's, you know, going and getting their hair cut, going to the gym, hanging out with their friends, even playing video games. Men will always find that time for themselves. And as you were speaking, it made me reflect that women don't have that time. And on top of that, the strong Black woman program ensures that you don't have that time. Mm-hmm. Because there's always someone else to take care of.
Yeah, they expect us to wear multiple hats. And I don't want to just say it's Black women, because in the modern day, women in general wear multiple hats. But right. I wanted to focus on the Black woman because you know how I feel about vulnerability in Black men. There is a difference between Black men expressing themselves and white men expressing themselves. And I feel like it goes the same for women as well.
It's so easy. Well, I'm speaking from the man's point of view, of course. From the outside looking in, it doesn't appear that you guys are neglecting yourselves. As crazy as that sounds, because you've made comments before how, you know, you love to get your nails done and you haven't found an opportunity to get your nails done.
What you just said was powerful. I never thought of that, to be honest with you. Mm. I never recognized that men wouldn't neglect themselves.
Yeah.
Because I always viewed it as like, he's working so hard to provide that he kind of is neglecting himself. I don't know.
I think one of the key differences between men and women is men don't naturally require that much time for themselves. Hmm. Where I think a woman, in order for her to be emotionally, mentally healthy, she requires more time than a man may require.
I can see that.
So a man, for example, he may go to the barbershop for an hour once every 2 weeks, yeah, or once a month, and that's enough for him.
Right.
Or he may just go to the gym once a week or whatever the case might be, and that's enough for him. Mm-hmm. Where I feel as a woman needs, it's not about just the quantity of time, but the quality,
yes,
of time. And as you're giving these examples, what's hitting me the most is the fact that the strong woman program literally teaches you how there's always someone else to put before you. So even if you're able to get one task done, I've seen it happen with you almost on a daily basis, to be quite honest with you, where you might wake up and you have your goals set for the day, but then you might receive a phone call from a loved one. Mm-hmm. You might realize that there's something around the house that you forgot to do. You might have to do something pertaining to me. You might have to do something pertaining to our daughter. So there's always someone else you're programmed to put in front of you. And again, I'm not saying this obviously to dismiss everyone
of
else.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
But I do think it's important to understand whatever program you might be in before you're able to deprogram.
Yes.
And I'm happy that you went into great detail. I was in awe, honestly, in the research that you had to back up this conversation, showing that society has literally made you think that strength means forgetting yourself.
Yeah, literally. It's trying to be an image of perfection. And we all know that's impossible. What I love about women coming up now in our generation, I think self-care is like a common term that's used where women are making sure they find the time to provide self-care and men are making the effort to assist in certain roles so that women can have that. So I want to point out that this may not be everyone's story, like what you were just saying about like how my day may go. That may not be everyone's story, but women, regardless of if you're working or not, whether you have children or not, whether you're married or not, the point is, like you said, the programming is what I want to focus on, is the fact that we've been programmed to believe that we have to do everything. The women who aren't doing something feel like they're lacking in some way. Not all women, but a lot of women. They feel like you have to be married. You have to have a family. You have to make time for your friends and your other extended family. You have to keep yourself looking nice. Hair done, nails done, everything did. You have to cook a home meal. You have to work on your personal goals. Don't forget yourself. I love hearing all of these things that they say we have to do. And sometimes I think to myself, like, nah, I don't have to do it all. And it's nearly kind of impossible. You could do it all, but what I always say is somewhere is going to take the hit at some point in time. You're going to have to step back from something if you're going to perfect something else. Like, that's just what it is. If you're juggling multiple things, at some point, one of the balls is going to be low and the other is going to be high. That's how I see life. But again, the point is the programming, because from the time we're young, they tell you that you have to be all these things and implant in our minds that we have to be this image of perfection. And I think that is what prevents us from being able to be vulnerable when needed, because we have to represent what was put in our minds that you're strong and you're supporting your man. And I hear this all the time. Men will say, I want a woman to be my peace. And it's like, bro, are you going to be her peace though? Don't get me wrong. Like, you don't want a woman to give you problems, but that also stems from history where the man comes home from a hard day. These were the traditional men and women, though, where the woman wasn't working and he expected to come home and she has a home cooked meal and she supports him emotionally and physically or whatever the case is. But I think we carry on that mindset without recognizing that women now aren't in those same type of positions.
In my mind, I always assumed the things that you just labeled as, you know, pressure from society, women wanted to do and enjoy doing.
Elaborate. Sorry.
For example, you mentioned the pressures of, you know, getting your family together. I thought that was a natural desire that, I'm not saying women don't have that desire, but I never thought of it as, I know these are unhealthy pressures that are put on women. Even what you just mentioned of hanging out with your friends. Mm-hmm. Again, not saying that that's something that women don't want to do, but I just never thought of that as
pressure. Yeah, it's absolutely pressure. Don't get me wrong. Women do want these things, but I think the pressure is making sure you perfect it. Mm. Are you satisfying him physically all the time? Are you making sure you stay in contact with loved ones and being there for them? Are you making sure you're doing things for yourself? Like, I've had friends say this to me where they're like, so what are you doing? You're not working anymore. What are you doing? Like, and don't get me wrong, I am doing personal things and working on personal goals. But I had to think to myself, like, what if I was a woman who didn't want to do those things, where I wanted to cater my life to raising kids and supporting my husband and being that person? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong, in my opinion. There's nothing wrong in general, but society puts this pressure that you can't just do that. It's not enough. What are you doing? We've had this conversation before. I started staying home. I naturally had this mentality that women who didn't go to work and do things for themselves. Not that they had lesser value, but I viewed them differently. And I had to recognize that it was because of what was taught to me from the time I was young. I grew up with a single mom. She worked and she, you know, tried her best to care for us. And because of that, on top of everything that I saw on the media and what people told me, I naturally thought that it wasn't okay to do something different. But the point is that despite what a woman decides to do, whether that's I want to be a wife and a mother, which is hard work, that's okay. And if I want to get a nanny and go to work, that's okay too. If I want to not have children, that's okay. The point is, we get that pressure from society in the sense that we're expected to do it all, and not just do it all, but do it all great.
And look good doing it.
And the sad part is, sometimes the pressure comes from other women because we're all just brainwashed from what society has taught us. So then, I told you earlier, I looked at women a type of way when I was immature, you know? So I think naturally, we look at other women and think they're not doing enough. Enough is different for everyone, you know? So I think it's recognizing the brainwashing and what was programmed within you. And then, like you said, learning to deprogram it so that way you can actually vocalize some of the things that you actually feel and need from your significant other.
We discuss what a man looks like when he doesn't share his emotions. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know, what does a woman look like? And I'm asking this because women are expected to show emotions, not just expected, but as you discussed with just natural health reasons, emotions are going to come out. Mm-hmm. You'll find a stoic man, but it's rare to find a stoic woman because, you know, naturally you all are emotional
hormonal
beings.
Yeah.
Hormonal, I should say.
No, you could say emotional. Okay. Totally fine.
So I'm curious to know the warning signs that a man should pay attention to if his partner is moving away from being vulnerable.
Of course, warning signs are going to be different for every woman, in my opinion, because we're all different. But from my perspective, I would say if she's being a little distant more than usual is a red flag to pay attention to. If she's making smart comments, because sometimes we don't say exactly what we want to say, but we say it in different forms. It may come out with like just a smart remark. Trying to do things on her own, I think, at least for me, is a big one. Once I feel like I don't have the support I'm looking for, I usually, which is not healthy, but just to be honest, I usually go in the I'll do it myself attitude. So for me, those would be the things. I don't want to just throw things out there for other women. But I know when I felt like I didn't feel safe, those are a few things that occurred. Those are not good things, but that's just the truth.
That's good to know. Again, I think oftentimes men don't sit and try to process what's being said because of the emotional state. So I think it was important for me to ask, what does it look like? So the men out there are not thinking she's just upset, she'll get over it, but they're able to recognize that, no, there's something that my partner is lacking that I'm not providing. So if I see these signs, then I know that I should take action quicker.
Another point I wanted to bring in, which we personally haven't experienced, but I feel like I've encountered women who stated certain things that makes me feel like this is maybe a common thing that occurs in some relationships, is toxic masculinity. Meaning the man has some toxic behaviors due to his gender. Maybe he talks down on her because she's a woman. Excessive aggression, even if it's not in the form of abuse, but some men can be pretty harsh with their words. And even dominance.
In what way, dominance?
Dominance, similar to like the first example I just gave. Neglecting the woman's opinion because she's a woman. I've actually witnessed this happen where in many situations, men will hear out another man for an opinion because he's a man and then completely disregard the woman's opinion, even if the woman is right. There are some men out there who have that toxic masculine type of energy where they feel like women don't know as much or don't deserve the right to the same respect when it comes to their opinions. So sometimes I feel like some men carry that to some extent where they don't value the woman's opinion or thoughts as much as they would another man. But that's just a few examples. Toxic masculinity is something I think can often make women feel like they aren't safe in their space or feel like they cannot be vulnerable. And I think that men sometimes can confuse their woman's supportive role incorrectly.
I love that you said that, especially how men can easily misinterpret a woman's supportive role for something else.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I noticed that a lot of men do, and I think even myself, I've had to catch myself doing this, is you could get to a pattern of dismissing that is, it just becomes automatic.
Mm.
And this is a silly, well, it's a real story, but just to get the point across, we were on
a real story about us?
No, not about us.
Oh, okay.
We were on vacation one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're on vacation, people just love to come and talk to you.
Yeah.
So I think it was around probably 12 o'clock. In the afternoon, 12:30, and some guy came to talk to me. He was getting a drink, like I was getting a drink. You know, he just started making small talk, where you from, blah, blah, blah. And he said that his wife keeps talking in his ears that they have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally did blah, 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 you know, the hand gesture.
I remember this, their flight.
Yeah, so let's say it's like 12:30. He said that his flight was like 1:30, and he's still in the hotel getting
ridiculous.
A drink.
Ridiculous.
So at this point, it's like, bro, you missed your flight.
Exactly. Just go pay for another night.
But what I found fascinating about that is that he thought that she was just babbling.
Mm.
I'm using that story to just show how it's easy to fall into a pattern of dismissing your spouse to the point where even when she's clearly making logical sense, you don't recognize it.
Mm.
And I think that's the importance of getting into the habit of never being dismissive. And I know to all the guys out there, just keeping it real, you're probably thinking, okay, that's not possible. You know? But you're not gonna get it right the first time. But I would definitely say the right thing to do is to never be dismissive. Better you take what they're saying along with their emotions, you analyze it, and if you really firmly come to the conclusion that there's nothing you can do about what they're saying, maybe you've tried your best, or maybe it's just not the right time, or maybe you just need more communication on it, then that's one thing. But to automatically just dismiss what they're saying because
based on assumption
they're angry or crying, yeah, or it seems like they're being a little irrational or whatever you're thinking at the moment, I would caution you to be careful with that. Or you might end up like that guy who your wife or your spouse could be making the most logical sense and you're completely
trying to
missing
save
it.
You.
And that's an example of toxic behavior.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I saw this video where the man said, if you expect your woman to be soft and feminine and feel safe around you and be vulnerable, then you have to make yourself emotionally available.
Mm.
Because I think that's something that men tend to not do and think it's okay to not do. Because again, like we discussed, men think it's okay to not have emotions or to act like they don't have emotions. So I think it's important to recognize if you want your woman to be a woman and be feminine and be dependent when, you know, you want to feel like her protector, her provider, her safe space, her security, create that environment where she can provide that, you know, and make yourself available emotionally. Like we've mentioned multiple times, being dismissive is a common thing that men tend to do, and that can come off as you being emotionally unavailable to her.
Mm-hmm.
While I personally think it's important to be so cool with your wife that you can act like she's one of the guys, and it's beautiful because that's what you want, right? You want a best friend that you're attracted to. It's beautiful when you can have that. But understand that when it comes to emotional situations, you cannot treat your wife like one of the guys. The way you guys are aggressive and crack jokes or whatever the case is with each other, have a softer approach with your woman, especially if it's a situation where you see she's clearly being emotional and you're trying to understand her perspective. And you're not going to always understand her perspective. We've been saying this consistently. You're never going to understand someone the way that they understand it, and specifically in gender differences, It's just not fully possible. You can't. But if you have grace and you try your best to understand it to the best of your ability, and you converse about things rather than making assumptions, because I think that's one of the large factors that causes arguments or causes partners to not express themselves with one another, is running with assumptions. Make sure you're not running with assumptions. Have the conversation, no matter how difficult it may be. If you're going to argue about it for like a few minutes, let that argument be a lesson rather than completely avoiding it. And then you continuously keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And sooner or later, you notice that you guys are drifting apart.
So you've said a lot of great things. We've discussed a lot of great points. But if you had to summarize what a safe space looks like, actually, let me rephrase that. In your opinion, how can men build a safe space environment for their partner?
Believe it or not, a lot of the things we discussed in the previous episode can be used for women as well, because at the end of the day, we're both human. There are a lot of situations that have nothing to do with our gender, you know, having grace on the person, not being judgmental, being supportive. All of those things can be applied to a woman as well. But if I had to be gender specific, I would say what we've been saying throughout the episode: avoid being dismissive. Even if you don't understand it, try to, or ask questions that will lead you to comprehend it a little better. And understand that you're not asking these questions to literally get every ounce of what she's feeling. You're asking these questions to play a supportive role. The same way we play a supportive role for you, we desire you to play a supportive role for us. And I heard someone say this before, and at first I was like, ugh, I don't know. But just to paraphrase what he said, men are at a constant stable state. For the most part, you guys are always stable. When you understand how the woman body works, realistically, we aren't. As much as some women don't like to hear that or don't like to use that, that's how we're made. We go through different cycles throughout the month, and there's a rise in certain hormones and a drop in certain hormones. These things affect us. And I heard this guy say something to the extent of, your body changes throughout the month. The first day of the month, your breast may be large and you fill your bra because of these hormones. There's a part of the month where your stomach is much larger than other times. There's another part of the month where it completely shifts, where your stomach is flat and your boobs are also smaller. That illustrates there's clearly a physical change occurring in our body. So what makes you think that it's not doing the same emotionally and mentally? So once you start to really comprehend how you function, again, self-awareness, you'll understand it better, and that will allow you to provide your significant other with the information they need to provide a safe space for you. So to men, I would say, do your research if you need to, and not just general research about women, but understand that every woman is different. So observe your woman, watch her, ask her questions, communicate with her. Even when it doesn't make sense to you, play a supportive role, comfort her. Sometimes we just need a listening ear. And I think that's a human thing. That's not even just a woman thing, but we all just want to be heard. And like you said in the beginning, we want to be validated. And the last thing the guy said was, because men are always stable and women are not naturally, it's the man's role to stabilize her. Mm. When I first heard this, I was like, no, it's not. But then I had to self-reflect and be like, do I think that because it's a form of dependency in a sense?
Wow.
You know how I feel about that. But again, we spoke about what was programmed within us. I can do it myself. I don't need you. We're meant to balance each other out. So the same way men don't have certain skills that we have as far as like nurturing and paying attention to detail, there are certain skills that you guys have. You're always stable. Teach me. No, but for real, like, I think it's important for men to understand how important helping your significant other emotionally is in a relationship. You can't just protect and provide. If you're going to protect and provide, don't just do it in a physical aspect. Protect and provide her with emotional support.
Love that.
Thank you for spending your time with us. We hope you gained some knowledge today that'll promote poise in your life. We have new episodes uploaded every Thursday right here, same place, same time. Until next time, you can follow us on Instagram at Noirpoise Podcast to stay connected. That's Noirpoised Podcast. We'd love to hear your feedback.
And remember, your wisdom is power.